Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U, we are thrilled to have you with us. We have a great guest, someone we're a fan of and we're friends of. I'm going to say a friend, goddammit.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
I'm a fan of his work as an actor, as a
filmmaker,
documentarian,
and as a dude. Talking about Colin Hanks. Welcome,
thank you,
buddy.
Thank you so much for having me in your
The township.
In your dumb town.
Yeah
we love
dumb
having you.
Dumb town. Town. Dumb, well, I don't know if you feel town. This, but we have really started to feel this in this world and that we live in, that it is getting dumber all around us.
It's not just the town.
No, it's everywhere.
It's quite possibly everywhere.
So we say, and tell us if you agree, that the only way to combat that dumbness that is basically enveloping us is to beat it back with comedy.
Absolutely.
If we can make fun of it, we can try and understand it. We take the air out of it.
Yes.
So we get great stories sent to us by our great fans, who, by the way, thank you to everybody who came out and saw the live show with Jonah Ray, who have joined the Facebook page, who rate this podcast.
Mm-hmm. And review it.
We're almost up to 1,000 reviews, which
who
is fantastic.
Go to the places on the walking tour of DPT and tell us
send
what
us
it's
stuff.
Really like.
I mean,
whoa.
We've created... If a man takes a shit next to the highway and throws it in the woods, I guarantee you 5 to 7 people on our Facebook page will
have
go there.
Visited the area
and then tag you in the photo.
Right. Yep. Feels good.
If a man takes a shit and throws it in the woods, does anyone hear it? Yeah,
yes.
You do.
Our people do. Dumb people, townies. Well, dude, I'm so happy you're here again. We'll get in and talk about all the wonderful projects that you're doing, but right. I want people to know about the Tower Records documentary that I watched. That was less of a documentary about Tower Records and more of like an exploration of the music industry getting over its skis.
Yeah.
A certain part of it being wonderful and beautiful and the epicenter of everything, and then completely falling apart.
Yeah.
In your hometown of Sacktown,
Sacramento, California.
Dude, what an unbelievable documentary. Tell everybody where they can see it and the name of it and all that.
It's called All Things Must Pass. It's sort of everywhere that you can find
movies.
iTunes, Netflix, Amazon.
iTunes for sure, not Netflix.
Amazonian?
Not yet. It may be on Amazon, okay. Or at least I know you can buy the DVD on Amazon,
sure. Yes,
I believe.
Yes. Okay, do that.
It's also, if you have the Showtime app.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
for free on the Showtime app.
You love music, and I know a lot of the people who listen to this podcast do.
And if you consumed music by going to a Tower Records.
Going to a record store.
I remember living in New York City and the Tower Records on 3rd Street
they
and
talk
Broadway.
All about that one.
Broadway.
Yeah.
That was where you went. And
it
the
was.
One on Sunset here.
It's what's crazy now is that we are officially over 10 years since the Tower Records have closed, mm-hmm. and so it's getting more and more distant.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of people that can say, like, I remember buying a record at a Tower Records is like one group, and then there's another group of, I remember buying records, just period, point blank,
exactly.
Like anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right. The footage. Well,
didn't they remake it? Didn't they sort of restyle Tower Records for a movie here on
Maybe.
Sunset?
They might have.
Well, so we painted up the old Tower store. We did that for our premiere.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's still up.
It's still up. And the great people over at Gibson Guitars have kept it up, and they kept up a poster for a movie. It's the only poster for a movie that
Why
I've directed.
Yeah, I love it. You directed it. I love it. Take it.
It's the only billboard I got, and it's
Count it.
Technically free. But yeah, so that's still up. And then what's interesting is, like, throughout the course of, I'd say, maybe the last 4 or 5 years, Tower has popped up in more and more movies. There was a glimpse of it in Straight Outta Compton. There was a glimpse of it in not The Good Guys. That was the TV show that I was on. But
The Nice Guys.
Yeah.
And then not to be confused with The Other Guys with our good friend Mark Wahlberg.
That's right. The Other Guys, The Nice Guys, and The Good Guys.
So it's starting to, Tower is like popping up in all these places. And so now and again, someone will be like, oh, I saw Tower Records in a movie.
Yeah.
And I go, which one? And we can't find out
which
movie it is.
It's one of five.
It's always.
If Amoeba had any balls. And I know it's just an amoeba, for Christ's sake. So do they have male or female genitalia?
They don't need it. Yeah,
they should buy that store up and have that be like a satellite location on Sunset and sell records out of there. To me, I feel
just
like...
Just records.
Move their record shop from the back of there and put it over there. Yeah. I just feel like that would be a ballsy move.
One of my favorite things in the doc... was that footage of Elton John like
I was just
coming
gonna say
in.
That
yeah
and now, would he go in before the store opened or would they close every
They'd
kick
close
everybody
the
out
they would no they would let him in before the store opened. The stores would open at 9 and they would let him in before the store opened.
Just now did you, were you affiliated or did you get any heads up? Because I know in February of last year Elton did a surprise concert
at the Tower Records
yeah. at that building.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was, he kind of borrowed from our playbook from for the premiere. He's got a lot of clout with the city of West Hollywood because he does his
weird,
big fun.
Which is weird because he's straight and very anti-gay. Uh-huh.
He does his big yearly fundraiser in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so West Hollywood was always very friendly towards us. And they said, you know, if you could get someone like Elton to hop on board with your premiere, like... you can have pretty much anything that you want. Wow. And we got him in the movie and we said that was like one and a half asks too much.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
We don't want to ask
like
anymore.
The way we felt when we asked you to do this.
But so basically what we had sort of paved the road for like the idea of more events at that space. And Gibson has been really adamant that they want to do similar things at that location. And so we sort of paved the road, so to speak, with the idea of like, getting the city comfortable with big events there and closing down traffic and doing all those sorts of things. And so basically when Elton was like, oh, I really want to do something again at that location, now that the signage is back up, West Hollywood was like, well, yes, we'd love that. And we've already done it with the Tower documentary and the Eagles of Death Metal that played. So whatever you want to do. And so I was out of town when it happened, but I watched it on the feed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was taking more screen grabs because it was so beautiful just seeing the building with all those people there. It was really cool. And then Guns N' Roses did a whole thing at that location.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
When they did their opening sort of kickoff show at the Troubadour, they gave all the tickets away at that Tower Records, and they had a Guns N' Roses experience on the inside. And Guns N' Roses was actually cool enough to keep our Tower poster up, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it just has
a place in like everybody's heart, from like the kid who would go there when they were 15 to that Tower Records, all the way up to like Elton John and Guns N' Roses.
But the story about the Tower up in Sacramento as being emblematic of every record store in every city, the coolest people work there. They were holier than thou because they knew more than you. And I mean, there was just this culture of like, you want to go and feel like where everything's happening, the epicenter of what's cool, you go right to your record store and that's where it's going to happen. And that's what it was.
That was one of the things we really wanted to try and talk about in the movie, is this idea that it was this place. It doesn't matter what you were into. It doesn't matter what you dress like, what you look like, what your beliefs were. There was a safe place that you could go. I mean, this is kind of something that people are looking for in this day
right
and age.
Now,
but
right
it's this
now.
Place that you could go to, and there's no age requirement. You know, it's not like a bar,
right?
But yet it has all the elements.
It's
they're
like
just
dumb people
they're
count.
Just they're just slinging records. They're not slinging drinks.
They're not slinging drinks.
We're slinging stories.
We're slinging stories about dumb people. And I know we've got one, Dan. I want to talk about other stuff. We'll get to that in the next the next break. But Daniel, we got Colin here. Let's play.
There is so many dumb people in this first story.
I can't wait.
All the way.
I do love that you like keep tallies of like people's locations.
Yes.
And their dumbness.
For the Dumb People Town walking tour. We're just building it right now.
The victims are dumb on some level.
I love it. The perpetrator is dumb.
The perpetrator is dumb.
Yeah.
The cops. And I'm sad to say it, in this scenario, the cops.
Okay.
Everybody is a little bit dumb. They fall victim as well.
Sure.
It was sent in by Jeremy Baker at Fancy Pants WTVD. I hope that's a station that he works for. And that's
WTVD.
You're on with Fancy Pants in the morning, WTVD.
What if it's his version of not swearing, but being like, what the fuck, dude? Or like, that's WTVD is his way. All right.
What the fuck?
WTVD. I should remind people, because we do get tons of new listeners. All you have to do is hashtag Dumb People Town at Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter, and then I just go through the timeline and I go
first one up
and I see it. Yeah, Jeremy Baker sent this too. So thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for being a townie. After an argument, the first sentence alone is going to tell you how dumb this whole story is.
Nothing good ever comes unless it's after an argument, two people apologize.
And they made up.
Right. That's not
blood
a story.
Pressures.
Yes.
Adrenaline.
After an argument sparked by how pepperoni and cheese should be placed on a pizza.
the stuff of
the
life.
Good fight. This is the good fight.
This
fight has been going on for centuries, Dan.
I was going to say, this is a fight also about something else.
It's not right? about pepper.
Were you witness or were you involved?
No, don't put it there, Cheryl.
Oh, if you're too close, about where the cheese and pepperoni are placed on a pizza, there's other things that are under the rug.
This is something someone my kids doesn't would fight think about. Someone's pretty anymore.
Right. Yep. After an argument sparked by how pepperoni and cheese were placed on a pizza, or should be placed on a pizza, a Pizza Hut supervisor pepper sprayed a coworker. That is dialing it up.
That is.
It's weird because the argument itself is too small to be an argument, yeah. And then the reaction is too big to be appropriate.
And I bet the guy's like, oh, I might not know where to put pepperoni, but I know where to put pepper spray. Oh. Boom. Oh. Face Boom. Down. Or as the person is driving to work that day is like, someone going to get pepper spray.
I'm going to throw this pepperoni at this person, but somehow I don't think that's going to be enough, yeah. So I'm going to spray them.
I'm going to make my point. Well. I'm going to lob tear gas in their face.
Guys, we're skipping the part where I said supervisor.
This is the supervisor.
Yeah. They're setting the culture of that Pizza Hut locker room.
That's right. They're saying,
poor Pizza Hut employees.
Dan, have you ever worked at a Pizza Hut?
No, but who did we have on? We had Guy on.
Guy Brandon worked at Pizza Hut or Domino's.
And I just remember
pitchers of Coke.
Plastic red cups. Mm-hmm. They serve beer there. Mm-hmm. And then they would have the pizza buffet in Rochelle, Illinois. And I'd always burn my... I burn my mouth on the dessert pizza every single time.
Way too piping hot.
Yeah, that sounds accurate for pizza experience.
Pizza
every
was
pizza
weird.
Parlor experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a true parlor.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a claw machine. And a tabletop arcade.
Every lamp is a Tiffany lamp. There's always a baseball team celebrating their end of year.
Yeah, of course.
Like this is
kids
what we
in
did.
Cleats eating kids. Food.
End of year, and someone at the other table going, "When does this season end?"
No, new season starts in 2 weeks.
I want Seinfeld to do a TV show called "Kids in Cleats Eating Food."
Kids in cleats eating food. The one in Rochelle really did have tabletop Miss Pac-Man,
yeah.
And you could sit there and eat your pizza and play at the same time.
Tabletop Defender. Don't enjoy it. Hey, man, it's a tabletop.
I love a good tabletop.
Whose fault was it? I want to know who started
the... Okay, here we go. Sandy Springs Police. Is that the most friendly, like, Sandy sounding...
Springs. Hello, welcome Sandy, to Sandy Springs.
Now, you played a cop on TV.
Yeah.
I have.
You played a cop of a small town.
Small town.
Con, I've told you this to your face. Your scene with Billy Bob Thornton when he tells you to keep driving is one of my favorite... scenes of all time in
really?
Television.
Really? Because all I wanted to do is like, welcome to Duluth!
Andy Springs.
Sir, Andy Springs.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Wait, cut. Why are you doing a gay... I don't know why...
No, he's just a feminist.
No,
gay.
This is just I'm in character.
Yeah, I just know, love but it. Just if you could... let's throw one away. We've got it that way.
That one was for you.
Let's throw it away.
Do one for us now.
Do one for us. More along the tone of the show, if you could. That'd be great.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Again, I don't. Don't feel like there's a native Duluth.
It's a weird voice choice.
Oh, okay, there. Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Was that your way in? I always say when I do like characters, I have a certain sentence that gets me into the voice.
I told them during the audition, I said, my accent is going to be all over the place, but it's somewhere between Chicago and Canada, eh?
Yeah.
And if you give me the part, I will whittle it down to Minnesota.
Ah. You'll find the pocket.
Which is actually very accurate.
That is
a really smart way to go in an audition. I watched Aaron Paul's audition for Breaking Bad.
Did he get it?
Spoiler alert. Jesus,
I'm
Dan.
Spoil it for these people.
Okay. And I was like, man, you got to go in an audition. You got to be off book. You got to be feeling... He was reading. He was sitting down on a couch.
A lot of times,
reading the lines and looking up, but looking down a lot. And they just were like, this guy's what we're looking for in this moment right here. But the fact that you admitted that, look, I don't have it down right now.
Yeah.
I know that's a really important part of it, and I don't have it down right now. It's going to be all over. But I'm going to tell you something. I will get it. Yeah, you give it to me, and I will get it. That is a great way to approach that.
Well, it's also, I always find it's good to just set a bar low. Because then if you do better, then you look like a
genius. That's a good rule for dumb people, Tom.
It's a good rule for life.
Everyone in this town.
For supervising producers.
Sandy Springs Police.
Bury that bar in the Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs Police have issued a warrant for the arrest of Anderson Ramon Lewis. Three last names.
He is a 1980s soul singer.
Anderson Ramon
Lewis. Sounds like a guy who's like on, he's like CNN on 180.
ARL, baby.
Anderson Lewis.
Anderson Lewis sounds
Dick
like
Clark Gregg.
Yes, very true. They've issued a warrant for his arrest for disorderly conduct. The pepper spray was discharged in the direction of the female victim's face, but police say it didn't harm her because it landed on her arm.
So the male supervisor pepper sprayed the
tried to
pepper spray.
Well, I guess he
allegedly
did.
No, he did.
Just on the arm.
It touched her.
The male supervisor pepper sprayed
the female employee
after trying to mansplain to her how ingredients should be put on, and then he couldn't even properly pepper spray somebody.
He didn't know where to put the pepper spray.
No, after he comes at her hard,
she should have woman-splained
where she's putting cheese and pepperoni on a Pizza Hut pizza.
I feel like pepper is really the loose thread here.
Yes,
it is.
It is.
This
is a story held together by Pepper.
That was her name, Pepper.
According to report, police responded to the Pizza Hut at 4920 Roswell Road. Guys, you can go there. 4920 Roswell Road.
I love it.
Sandy Springs.
Live tweet
Sandy
it.
Springs.
Periscope it.
Go in. Around Tuesday around 7 p.m. We're dinner rush.
Crowded showroom.
Arguing over pizza. Did you say showroom? The showroom. Guys, I got pizza hot off the showroom floor.
Dominique on the main stage.
If anybody goes to this
Rita
pizza,
at the bar.
If anyone goes to this pizza and puts it on Facebook, I just want them to be like, here in the showroom at Pizza Hut for Dumb People Town.
And I want a photo of someone eating a pepperoni pizza.
Yes, of course.
By the way,
I go meat lovers.
How many people have, when they go to Pizza Hut, said, when do they say, I love the placement of pepperoni?
Yes.
Like, the placement of pepperoni is great. The pizza's not good.
No one has ever said that they love the placement of it, but I guarantee you there are plenty of grandpas that have complained about there's too much pepperoni on this.
I would agree
one
with
slice.
That. Witnesses told police that two employees, so these people are just
doing it in the open.
People, yeah.
Yes. Witnesses told
police. They're watching the show.
Now, these witnesses may have been at the chef's table. So they may have been
when you're eating at the chef's table.
I'm just saying it could be.
It's kind of like a medieval times thing. We're like, oh, it's like a dinner and a show.
Oh,
babe.
It is. Well, that's you're in the showroom.
Pour me some of that pitcher of soda.
Mm-hmm. When Bourdain went there.
In medieval times, therefore, there are no forks at medieval times.
Exactly. Witnesses told police that two employees had a verbal altercation that ended up with Lewis using pepper spray. They just could pick one of his last names.
Does he have it on him, or is that just back in the.
Police said, witnesses told them that Anderson Ramon Lewis initially confronted the victim about the placement of pizza ingredients before telling her that she, quote, needed to go home or get fired. She responded by telling Lewis he was not her manager. Which to me, I hope she said, not even looking at.
Not even looking. No emotion. No emotion.
Just slapping them down.
As she's placing those pepperonis. Well, you're not even my manager.
Well, Andy, it's Anderson. Call me Anderson. Okay, Andy, I'm not even
my manager.
You are not my manager, so I'm not going home and I'm not
getting fired. Dealing out pepperoni like it's cards.
Yeah. Or she just starts putting it all on one side.
All one slice.
One slice.
All one slice. Or she puts it down, like pats her hand, does like the magic wand, and says, you're not my manager.
Like I'm leaving the blackjack table.
Well,
or she
Anderson,
only puts it on the crust.
You're
only
not my manager.
Pan crust.
Just the supervisor, not the manager.
Not the manager. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole. They've got a whole system. There's like corporals.
The Pizza
this
Hut.
This bullshit is going downhill. Down.
The Pizza Hut hierarchy is really hard to understand.
Witnesses. We're all
tackle the patriarchy of the pizza hierarchy of the pizza,
and it is a patriarchy because this guy's over this woman.
Pizza. Are you ready
it's a
to
pizza archy?
It's a plastic.
I said
ceiling.
Everybody was dumb, but there's one person
who's
in this story that you would want to get hit in the face with pepper spray, and it's Anderson.
Okay,
Ramon Lewis.
Okay,
listen to this. Witnesses including the general manager of Pizza Hut.
There's so many levels.
We are four levels deep. So far, we have employees, supervisor,
right.
manager, mm-hmm. general manager. It's a Tuesday
captain,
night. Everybody's there.
This, if you're made, you got to kill someone to be made general manager.
Oh, for sure. No one leaves this Pizza Hut. Right. Witnesses, including the general manager of the Pizza Hut, told police that Anderson, Ramon, Lewis, get ready to hate this guy, started threatening the woman's husband and talking about her brother who died 2 weeks prior.
No!
All over pepperoni on a pizza.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
I want Anderson, Ramon, Lewis to get a full bottle of pepper spray in the face.
In the mouth.
How do you even jump from pepperoni to a dead brother?
I don't know.
That's a massive
that
leap.
Is...
That's, police.
I don't even have a joke for this.
I know he's an asshole. He's just an asshole.
This is horrible.
He's a meat loving asshole.
Police said the general when it's evenly distributed.
Exactly.
Police said the general manager attempted to separate the two, which means I hope that
she went after him.
Oh yeah,
business.
Yeah,
yeah.
She went after him. You struck a nerve there.
And told Lewis he needed to leave. Lewis left. I could close my computer right here.
End of story.
We're dumb people.
No.
But came back and continued to provoke the victim. Now, this is the part where I feel like the general manager is dumb,
right.
too. We've had him being dumb, right?
Yeah.
And we've had witnesses
who
have
to stop
eating. They're a little dumb.
He did the right thing, honey, we're going to the park.
And this is clearly the important part where I'm assuming this horrible person / dumb person went and got the pepper spray.
Anderson Ramon Lewis, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He got the but like now imagine you're a family in the showroom.
Right? Oh my God, in the showroom, Jason.
And you hear just screaming. You suddenly become the children of arguing parents.
Yep.
And your head is down and you're
like,
eating your greasy
kids,
pizza.
Eat,
and
all let's get that out of here.
Yep. All those people to endure
the cleats,
this.
All those people in cleats are not sure. They want to run out, but they're afraid that they're going to slip on the linoleum.
On the linoleum or the brick tile.
Probably a glossy brick.
Uh-huh. Glossy brick floor.
So police say the general manager attempted to separate. It always makes me sad. Like, you could have done it right there, but he attempted to separate the two and told Anderson Ramon Lewis he needed to leave
again.
Lewis
left. You
have
left. Those giant spatulas. You can just throw that in the middle.
When he returned, though, and continued to provoke the victim, that's when Lewis discharged the pepper spray at the victim and in front of the general manager and other employees.
Wow.
Guys, not in front of the general manager.
No.
How many people are working? He really should have heeded his own advice and gone home or gotten fired.
Yes, that was him. And he did one of those.
That is the bitter truth coming back to bite him in his three last names.
Go home
ass.
Or get fired. That's right. Go home or get fired.
Wait,
a serial killer has three first names. John Wayne Gacy, but you know what I mean? Like the three first name is like a serial killer. Three last names. What is that?
A Pizza Hut employee.
Yeah. A supervisor. Not a general manager.
Not my manager.
Supervisor.
I take orders from that guy right there.
So he comes back in. They can't separate him. That's when he discharged the pepper spray at the victim in front of the general manager and other employees. His next step is if you really want to get arrested, he probably is divorced. This is a pro-level move.
He was probably going through that at the time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's part of this.
Apropos of nothing, he just got served with a divorce. What are you talking about? She's the pizza employee, right?
She wants all the pepperoni. Put it on the left.
Yes. I deserve half.
She wants half of my pepperoni.
You deserve half.
I stood by her during nursing school. Okay.
No. What? What are we talking about?
Before he left the store again, he wrote his address on a paper napkin, slammed it down on the counter, and said if the victim wanted to fight, that's where she could find him.
This is a step beyond.
No one wants to fight you.
Let's step outside. Let's step outside, drive to another location that is more.
Then have a fight.
Yes. Let's have a new location.
Give me ample time
fight.
To cool off, and then let's have another fight. Woman, a person of a different gender who it's inappropriate for me to fight.
Yes. But he deserves to get his ass kicked by her.
Yeah.
He also threw trays of pizza and dough on the floor as he was leaving.
I was going to say, why? There's food there. Yeah, why is food not
You're missing
being
a huge opportunity.
Seriously,
of
food at all stages.
Yeah. The responding officer. The cop shows up.
Here's how you put the pepperoni on it. Here.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Kyle. Kyle, what do you got here?
Mike, we have been through it tonight.
You know Anderson?
I was just
here. Oh, ARL?
Yeah.
Oh, ARL.
I was just here eating with my... Yeah, how's he doing? He's
IRL.
IRL.
In real life?
Yeah. I know okay. IRL, IRL.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
He
lost it.
Flew off the handle of it.
Did he go get pepper spray?
Yes, yeah, he did get pepper spray.
Write down his address on a nap.
Yep.
Land it down on the counter.
Yep. Knock food on the floor.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go check it out, but can I get a Meat Lovers to go?
Sure.
The responding officer attempted to call Lewis shortly after the incident.
So he left his phone number on the piece of paper?
Yeah. Well. Oh, I'm sure it's in the file.
Okay. Yeah. It's in the file.
A male answered and said, quote, "Don't call me again from a blocked number because I'm not going to answer," and hung up. He's hot. ARL is hot.
Well, he's upset. And he's getting those prank phone calls from those kids.
That's right.
Yep.
He's not taking anything. He's got to come from a known number.
A lawyer he didn't hire has been calling him.
Out of area.
Yes. Here's the part. Remember I said the cops were dumb? We're going to get out on this. As of Wednesday, police were still searching for Lewis.
You said issued a warrant.
They have his address on a napkin.
He said he was going to be there.
How big is Sandy Springs?
Maybe our three named wonder kid is so smart that he threw everyone off the fucking
scent. Gave him a wrong address.
And said, wrong address, or said, this is where I'm going to be, and then split town. And it just threw the cops
off. Why can't the police use the woman to call him up and say, okay, you want to fight? I'll be there right now.
Sting operation.
Boom.
Because the cops are a little dumb too. Dude.
I know.
Aaron, I'm going to be honest with you. This case has me baffled. Over the barrel. I don't know what to do. We have his address. Can't find him.
I guess this one's going to go in the cold case file.
I think we just got to move on from this. First 48 you can't hang on too long. It'll drive you nuts.
The first 48 are done.
we lost track.
I mean, what is...
ARL's in the wind, guys.
By the way, if anybody encounters him, where's the pizza? Did they mention the address of the Pizza Hut?
4920 Roswell Road, Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs, what? Do we know?
Nope.
Okay. So if anybody knows that, just look that up on Google Maps.
I'll see if I can
find out. Is this like this week? Like this just happened?
This is recent.
This story was sent to me on May 18th. So who knows? By now, they could have... The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So I'm guessing Georgia.
Sandy Springs, Georgia. If you're down there, go find this Pizza Hut and let's go find this son of a bitch.
Be a peach and help solve a crime.
That's right.
Very much.
Be a peach. This could be a Tyler Perry movie.
Be a peach. That's right. Tyler Perry's next great character.
Medea eats a peach.
That's all it is.
It's just her going, this peach is so juicy.
And that's it. Oh, Lord. All right. First segment down. First story down. Colin Hanks, you are in the town, as we say. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit more about a fantastic show that you're a part of, Life in Pieces. I'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Colin Hanks. He's on a great show with another friend of ours. Speaking of the Aaron Paul Breaking Bad community, Betsy Brandt.
Yes.
Who's fantastic.
Who is so funny and her personality is so fiery.
There is no off switch.
She does not take shit from anybody.
No, she does not.
And I love her.
Our sons are in the same class.
The foulest mouth.
So funny.
No off switch.
I love her.
But yet an utter joy all the time.
The best. And like so captivated. Just to even be in a conversation with her, you're like, oh, I get why people want to watch you on film.
Oh, absolutely.
She's so great. And then my buddy Kirker Butler was a writer on there.
Yes,
a phenomenal writer on that show.
Mr.
And then our friend Diane Wiest. Diane Wiest, we did make t-shirts.
I told her all about the shirts.
What'd she say?
She loved it. She was so entertained.
Do we need to get you a Wiest mode to give to her?
I showed her photos and she just thought it was the funniest thing.
Does she understand that, okay, so she understands what beast mode is.
That was the
we
one.
We need to show her.
It was like, Diane, this is going to seem very strange, but there's a guy who plays this sport called football.
Then you had to explain to her
you
football.
You have to explain that.
No. Yeah. She knew football, but I had to explain beast mode and all of that, which she was thoroughly.
And she became the mother from Footloose. She was like,
but
yes.
Here's the one thing that I feel everyone must know. She is the biggest Kanye West fan.
What?
If you play Kanye
Weasty?
West.
Kanye West.
Beast mode knows.
Kanye West. Kanye West.
She, honestly, I will put on Kanye West. And I don't listen to Kanye West. It's not for me. No. But I will put it on for her because I know it'll cheer her up.
And she loves
she
it.
Will word for word.
Stop it.
Rap along with Kanye West.
She's the greatest.
She refers to him as this generation's Bob Dylan. She's also a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Oh,
in
man,
fact, when she found out that he won the Nobel Peace Prize,
yeah.
She cried. She's such a huge Dylan fan.
I just want to come down and visit you on the set. We'll deliver the at some point. We need to do this.
Tell Kirker to write us into the show so we can.
He's no longer on the show.
He's not on the show anymore.
Right. So here's what we got
to
do.
Tell someone to
write us on the damn show so we can at least do a week on the show and bring her the thing and then get into a deep discussion.
Yeah, for sure. I told her all about it. It's done.
Oh, that's who you are.
Hey, buddy. How are you? We've met before.
Yeah,
it's nice to see you again.
You too.
Dan was about to say, I love you on This Is Us.
He's not in that.
Life in Pieces.
Parenthood was so good.
Well, dude, congrats.
Thank you very much.
For doing that show.
I appreciate it.
Among all the other great things that you do.
Heck
but
yeah.
People can check that show out on and when.
It's on CBS, but I don't know what time or day we're going to be on
this
DVRs. Third season. So, it'll
DVR it.
Premiere in October at some point, I imagine.
So you're in the midst of shooting them now.
No,
we're off for a while. We don't start until the end of August.
Sweet.
Okay. Yes,
nice.
I got all summer long.
You got a summer.
Yeah, best dude. Summer ever, boys.
Well, it's always a great summer when you know you got work that you're coming back
to. Absolutely.
Because that feeling of like, I don't have to hustle right now as much because I know I'm going back to something I really
and
enjoy.
And right now I'm at that stage where I can still kind of eat anything without the obscene fear of like, I'm going to have to be like skinny in a few months.
Yep, yep.
I got like a good like, 2 more weeks of eating like all the pepperoni pizza I want.
Yeah.
But then the D's got to start. The diete's got to kick
or
in.
Or they just write in that you're just
look at how much
don't
weight
let
is getting.
Go.
Oh God, no.
Nope. No. Don't want that.
Only
don't
works if they see you lose it. Otherwise, you're just tubby.
Right. All right, sure, Daniel, we got another story.
Here we go.
Okay.
This was sent in by Larissa at The Girl on the Wall, which I'm going to guarantee right now is a Song of Ice and Fire, a.k.a. Game of Thrones reference.
Is it? The Girl on the Wall?
Yes.
The Girl on the Wall?
What if it was The Girl on the Wall with the dragon tattoo?
I want her on that wall.
You need her on that wall.
Because Larissa explains it all.
She does.
Yeah. Solid call.
Very good. I saw exactly where you were going.
I said about you
knock
it down.
At the GRL on the wall. So no I in
The Girl on the Wall.
Thanks, Larissa. A Polk County deputy was stopped at a 7-Eleven working on a case when a man parked next to him.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Yep.
If a guy is
stopped at a 7-Eleven.
I'm
going to
option this right now. I'm telling you right now.
He is already making the movie of this.
Already in.
The man went in the gas station and then came out minutes later looking a lot bigger than he did when he went in.
He stole a bunch of shit.
Well,
what was the shoplifting? Was it Animal House?
Yeah, Animal House, where he's got all the things under his thing.
And what happened?
Yes. There also was an old SNL sketch.
Tom Hulse.
Where I think it is John Belushi packs so much stuff into all of his clothes, he gets to a point where he can't even like move. He's knocking over things in the aisle. I just remember I saw it one time like so long ago.
It was hilarious.
Hilarious.
So it can't be funnier than your recounting of it just now, Dan.
What's that?
Recounting of it was maybe funnier than the sketch.
Oh, thanks, guys.
No worries.
I've been working on my storytelling.
You are good. Really owns the movie rights to that?
Me telling stories?
Yes.
I don't know.
All right.
The man went into the gas station.
Fox Searchlight.
And then came out minutes later looking a lot bigger than when he went in. So the cop sees him. I hope they shared a nod coming in and going out.
Mm-hmm. He's working on another case, but now he's got a new case.
According to Sheriff Grady Judd, his detective watched as a man, quote, he waddles like a duck out of the store. I can do the voice because I heard it. He waddles like a duck coming out of the store. And our detective who's sitting in the car watching all this says to himself, "Self, I think I'll arrest this man."
Oh, my God.
So the cop watches him come out much bigger than when he went in, waddling like a duck.
Right.
And then the cop says to himself, "Self, I think I'll arrest this man," which to me is not due process. I'll just, let's be honest.
I love that he had to check in with himself before
self,
he did something.
I think it's a salad day today.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to self. You'll have the salad. So I'll have the salad.
What if he just keeps saying, "Self, should I turn my head to the left?"
He's basically golluming himself.
Right.
That's how he deduces whether a crime has
self,
occurred.
Self, let's get out of here.
But first, the detective asked the man to accompany him back into the gas station. The man obliged.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay, I'll go right back with you, no problem. Sheriff Grady Judd, says the suspect was then told, quote, "Come on, let's unload your pants." That could have gone
that a million ways.
Totally different movie
than you're buying.
Than I'm buying.
Exactly.
Dan, did you watch
That'll
Hee-Haw
make much
as
more
a
money,
kid?
Though.
Yeah.
You know Hee-Haw.
Saturday evening.
Did you watch Hee-Haw as a kid?
No, not
Hee-Haw
really.
Was like a country, like sketch. It was like Laughing for like rednecks. Hillbilly Laughing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Grady Judd
sounds like a Roy Clark, like a soupy sales character.
Grady Judd. As he said to me, "Unload your pants."
Crowd goes
or
wild.
Grady Judd is like the emasculated brother of the Judd sisters.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. And he's just trying to find
his way in the world. He went into law enforcement as like a way to do good.
Yep. And then he got the camera on him for press conferences like this, and he let it all. He said, "Self, let's unload your pants."
Self, you are good enough. You are smart enough.
What would Winona do?
The next sentence in his article. And unload. He did.
Oh.
Sheriff.
What is this, like country Yoda?
Sheriff Grady Judd says, "Well, you might have thought he had a little poop in his pants." This is what he said to news.
Now it is becoming an episode of S-Town.
But what he had in his pants was oil and a whole lot of videos.
Yeah.
You heard right. 38-year-old Jason Hall was asked by the Polk detective to unpack his pants, and he complied. He removed 30 gently used Lassie DVDs and multiple bottles of Pennzoil motor oil from his pants.
So his thing is that his fetish is, I'm going to jerk off to dog videos.
With
Pennzoil. I'm going to lube up with Pennzoil.
That is a very expensive and very specific fetish.
Yeah.
So I can understand why he doesn't
cut corners where you need to.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys right now.
How old?
How many bottles of Pennzoil motor oil
did he have in his pants?
Well, you know, he already had 30 Lassie DVDs in
I mean, there's got to be a bottle per DVD, right?
Ah, you're saying 30?
Well,
what's that, girl? Like, What's that? There's a guy in the 7-Eleven who's filling up his pants with my videos? Good girl, Lassie.
If I just get one bottle and one DVD, that's going to last me at least 30 days.
Look, you want to go one for one.
Just one for one.
So you say he has 30 bottles.
Okay, Colin. You are the guest, so you get to go first or you can go last. What is your official
guess for how many bottles?
How many bottles
if you
of Pennzoil motor oil? Yeah, you can go last too. Whatever you want to.
No, I'll start it off. I think I'm gonna go 5.
5 bottles of Pennzoil motor oil. Okay,
that seems like a leg length.
Yes, uh-huh.
I think
so. Oil on one side, DVDs videos, on the other.
Gotcha. Randy Sklar.
I think he had 7.
7 bottles of Pennzoil motor oil.
Because don't forget, it could be. It might not be a can. The bottle is thinner.
It is bottle. It's the yellow bottle.
The yellow bottle. Yeah. It's a little thinner. Yes. So I think he had 7.
Okay, Jason Sklar.
I mean, part of me wants this to be like a modern day, like the story of Hanukkah, when one bottle of oil lasted 8 nights.
Or it could be like a Mary Poppins situation where that bag has no bottom.
Right.
There is no bottle.
There is. These are not the Pennzoil bottles you're looking for. I'm going to say 12. I'm going to go high because I think this is a sensational story.
Okay. He had
Take us there, baby.
Total number.
Pants tucked into his socks, right?
Like, they are all tucked into his work boots.
Okay. Yeah,
that was very specific in this story. They are tucked into his work boots to keep everything in.
Good.
He had 30 DVDs,
mm-hmm.
and the amount of Pennzoil motor oil bottles in his pants. 15.
Yes!
Yes!
I knew it!
Jason
Swan. Wow. I knew it was going to be an insane amount.
15 by the way, bottles.
This speaks to how the people who work at this gas station don't give a shit. They are not looking at anything.
This is him bending over, taking all the bottles out of his pants.
Oh, and all the man. CDs.
This will be on the Facebook page, Townies. Don't you worry.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
He is wearing
Look at there is bottles on the counter. There are bottles on the floor.
And he's still pulling more out.
He's dropping bottles, y'all. He's
dropping bottles.
Popping bottles.
I call that bottle service. The walls. Straight up bottle service.
To the sweat dripping off these Lassie DVDs. don't worry, you guys have a chance to redeem yourself. There's another trivia question just a little bit later in this story.
Let's hear it. Oh,
so 38-year-old William Jason Hall, Billy J. H.
Yo, you hear about Billy J. Hall?
Did he go ahead and put pants on in his pants?
He got caught doing his little doggy thing that he likes to do. You know, he had about 30 DVDs on one side of his pants. He had about 15 bottles of Pennzoil in the other one. They're tucked into his work boot. But here's
the bitch
of it
all. I knew I didn't like that guy.
He was doing that duck walk that he always does.
I know.
He always does that duck walk.
That's his tail.
He always walks
it's
like
the
that.
Way because he's flat-footed. He'd never go into the service.
Oh, he always complained about them flat feet and bad knees.
Right now, from what I hear, that cop decided to arrest him based off his walk. Mm-hmm. And that ain't probable cause.
Not probable.
You can't arrest no man for how he walks.
But he's a self-assured cop because that guy, he's probably just sitting there going, self?
Yeah, I said
self. I gotta arrest this guy.
I gotta arrest. Hey, man, sometimes you got to listen to yourself. Poor Billy J.
Billy
J. Hall.
He told the detective he regularly travels between Lakeland and Tampa, so we're in Florida. Stealing stuff that he can quickly make a profit on. Did you guys know you can quickly make a profit on Lassie DVDs and Pennzoil motor oil?
Apparently. There's a huge it's called the original eBay, the off-ramp of most freeways.
For sure. Freeway.
Well, everybody knows that particular 7-Eleven, they took all of the DVD, the Lassie DVDs.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't know is that the Circle K and the Come and Go were very upset that they were on the losing end of the Lassie battles, the Lassie
Wars.
It's
what took the Flying J out of business.
And Billy Hall's is trying to make an extra buck. He's just trying to spread that Lassie Pennzoil wealth to the Come and Go and the Circle K's.
Tower Video, no longer an entity.
No.
Never
sold Pennzoil.
Never sold Pennzoil either.
Maybe that's what ultimately
took them down when they went. Look, if they could have gotten into Pennzoil when they went into Japan, they could have saved the whole goddamn thing.
I love that he just started telling, like, literally, the cops like, "You want to go back inside? Sure. You want to take everything out of those pants?
You got it.
You do this a lot. Yep. I travel between Lakeland and Tampa. And I steal a lot of stuff." Like, he's unloading more than just his pants. He starts talking about how it felt when his dad left. We're getting everything out of these pants.
At all.
Yeah, these are definitely cargos. Yeah.
How long do you think Billy J. Hall, thought, right when the guy's like, "Hey, why don't you come on back into the gas?" Like, first off, what did the cop say to actually get him back
in?
He said, tell him
to get back in here.
But how long do you think he had to wait to say, like, "I can make a run for it. I can do it."
Do you think
it was instantaneous? Like, son, let's go back into the gas station. And it's just instantly just like, oh, shit. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
I think so.
It was just right away.
Yeah. All right.
Right away.
Yeah, you got the B.
He didn't try.
You got me. BJH. Yeah. Listen, so many people resist arrest, and it is terrible. You are only compounding the issues.
Sure.
This guy knows maybe if I play ball.
Yep.
He will be more lenient on me, and I guarantee you they were probably cooler with him because he cooperated.
Oh, for sure.
Cover-up is always worse than the crime.
Hall is a self-confessed career criminal.
Mm-hmm.
So to him,
self-confessed
career. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you right now, and he's been. I'm gonna take this out. I got one more down in here. I am a career criminal. You always set it on the ground or on the table. You guys tell Billy J where you want to push
this
it.
This is my career.
Okay. Should I put them back? I'll restock them. No fee.
What I do is that these are cargo pants, but I also sew in an extra pocket on the inside of the pants, and that's normally how I get all the other stuff out of these stores.
Weekend criminal wouldn't do that. No. Career criminal. No.
It is his career of being a criminal is reflected by his rap sheet. I'm going to ask you guys, how many pages is Billy J's rap sheet? And he says he's a career criminal. It's reflected by his rap sheet.
This
how
is
many
a great
pages?
Question.
How many?
Never
pages?
Had it.
Colin, once again, do you want to go first or last?
I got to go last on this.
Okay,
one.
All right.
His rap sheet Randy is Sklar. 17 pages.
17 pages.
Wow.
He's a career, well,
career, criminal.
Career criminal.
I'm going to say 30 pages long.
30
That's
pages
a 30
long.
Page rap sheet.
Okay.
Page per crime, maybe?
Well, is that,
that's the question.
Career. Is that page per crime?
I don't know.
No, it's not page per crime. It's pages long. And
I know, but...
Three pages.
Three?
Three pages. I'm assuming there's more than one crime and per then, page.
That's right. Okay.
Three
okay.
pages.
I actually have never seen a rap sheet, so I don't know.
I literally don't know.
Me either.
Randy, what did you say?
I said 17.
And what did you say, Colin?
Three.
And what did you say, Jim?
30. 30. We got it all covered here.
Okay. Here you go, guys. William, Jason Hall's rap sheet is 105 pages.
What? Oh, wow.
Jason is standing
Billy J.
up.
Hall.
I got up.
I told you, assholes, I was career. I told y'all I was career.
Boom. I called my shot.
Billy J's ass because I walk like a duck. You think I just start walking like a duck today? I told you, ass.
Man, you know why he's got like... such a long rap sheet? Because he just lets himself get caught. He cops to all of that shit. Like career criminals, he's not. He didn't say he was a good career criminal.
No, he's a bad one.
He's the guy who
clearly
gives
very
himself
bad.
Up.
It includes 68 charges, 25 convictions, and 3 stays in prison.
Whoa.
Y'all don't throw around the term career loosely, y'all.
I got a career.
68,
being a
25, and 3.
This time, William Jason Hall is charged with felony petty theft. Notice to business owners. This is, if you want to know why shit's crazy in Florida,
yeah.
105 pages. This is what they put at the end of this article. Notice to business owners. William Jason Hall is already back on the street, so yeah. be on the lookout for his baggy pants. Florida is this doing is, this to themselves.
Did you say
news travels fast? It happens fast.
We
took,
can only help you if you listen.
He was processed, released in the amount of time it took me to write the paragraph yeah. of this news.
Right now, he is standing outside of a different 7-Eleven, smoke in mouth, waiting for the exhale to just go,
let's get some DVDs.
We're about to make this 106.
Hide your lassies. Hide your Pennzoils.
Wait. Did you say be on the lookout for his baggy pants?
That's what they wrote. So be on the lookout for him and his baggy pants.
No.
How this is not the movie with Will Smith, The Legend of Baggy Pants. I have no idea.
Just a man should be.
I think this is going to be the name of the episode, The Legend of Baggy Pants.
Just him and his JNCOs, one convenience store at a time.
Love it.
Wow.
Story number two. We're meeting all sorts of characters in Dumb People Town, and I'm so happy Mr. Colin Hanks is along for the ride. We got one more story and then a very special voicemail coming up after this break.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We want to thank everyone for, as we always mention, for joining the Facebook page, for signing up, for rating and reviewing.
Rating and reviewing this, I can't say it enough. If you have not rated and reviewed this show on iTunes.
I know there are a lot of people who listen who haven't, because I think we've had like about 1,000 people rate and review it.
Maybe, yeah.
And I know
And we thank all the people who have.
For those of you who have, it keeps us up in the top like 50, which is such a good thing. And if we can sort of inch our way back up into the
we were
top
four
20.
For like a couple. Yeah.
And you know why? You know why that's reflected? Is the better the show looks like in those charts and stuff like that, it just allows our show to be bigger, and then we get to do live shows and come visit
exactly.
everybody who loves
so
our
you guys
show.
Can
so
help.
It all feeds into each
you
other.
You can help do your part to make that happen, so yeah. we appreciate that. We got one more story, my friend.
We do.
We have Colin Hanks here, ready to rock.
Here we go.
So let's do
ready.
It.
This was sent in by Josh Mout. I'm sorry if I said it wrong, buddy. M-O-U-A-T at J-M-O-U-A-T.
Jamout of the South.
This mm-hmm. story is just the most fun kind of dumb. It's harmless, and it's just wonderful, and it belongs here in Dumb People Town.
Let's hear it.
Spokane, Washington.
Spokane.
Can this be for real? The answer is yes.
Okay, I love when a reporter poses a question yeah. and then answers.
Which isn't that the first thing you learn in like writing letters as a kid? You don't be like, "How are you? I'm doing good." Like you never.
Am I doing good? Yes. yes. Is as this a letter for you? Yes.
I are said we self write a letter today?
Oh, man. Are we getting into some stuff? Yes.
Yes. So this is from
Robert Evans. This is a Robert Evans letter. Is that what it's
called?
Is the kid staying in the picture?
You bet your ass.
You bet your ass.
Is this the letter I'm writing you? You bet your ass.
You bet your sweet titties it is.
A Spokane Craigslist advertisement is getting a lot of attention ahead of Father's Day. So this is from back then, but it's so much fun. A group of guys in their 20s posted that they were throwing a backyard barbecue and are on the mission to find themselves a father figure for their party.
Okay. This is brilliant.
Yes. These kids are all at college. So
this is thinking and thought on another level. Yes. Like, what kind of party? We just get a keg? No.
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 It's going to be a father figure party.
Yes. We need
guys, they need one guy as like a house dad? Is that what
George Michael is dead.
I was going to say.
Yes. He rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
KHQ talked to the man behind the ad who says he's looking for a dad in the area because his and his roommate's dads aren't around. I should have filled out this ad a long time ago. Jesus,
Dan knows. This is long for all of our listeners.
Dane Anderson and the boys are ready for summer and to eat from the grill, but want a little extra help. Quote, "We just thought it would be a little better because we really don't have our fathers with us," said Dane. Their ad reads, "While most of us know how to operate a grill, none of us are prepared to fill the role of barbecue dad."
Wow.
This party will take place June 17th, so it happened already in case you guys missed it.
Those are big tongs to fill.
What does the barbecue dad do exactly? Here's what the duties include. This is from
the Craigslist ad. Yes. Can't wait.
Grilling hamburgers and hot dogs, mm-hmm. whilst drinking beer, of course. Mm-hmm. Bringing your own grill, subject to change, but meat will be provided by the party planner. So they also don't have a grill.
They don't have a grill.
They need a grill.
They need a grill,
this
and they need someone
the
to cook
smartest
for them.
Smartest. I don't know if this belongs in Dumb People Town. I think this might be like
it's
smart,
just a fun dumb.
Smart.
It's a fun dumb.
It's a fun dumb.
Yeah. This could be the smartest people ever in Dumb People Town. I agree with that.
I mean, just the idea of being like, guys, we need a dad.
Or we need a grill. We need a grill.
Well, really, what they're just saying is we just need someone to
cook
like
for us.
Cook for us and like to pick up our shit while right.
we
try
need a
and
chef.
Like.
You guys, this is not dark. This is meant in the best way. You guys had a great dad. Mm-hmm. Colin, I've never met
as
your dad.
As much
but
people
I've heard
know,
he's nice.
people think he's great.
Yes. Yeah.
He knows the real story.
Yeah.
People think
he's
great.
He's the mayor of Dumb People Town. Most people don't know.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
But like the importance of having like a dad around to like handle the stuff, and these guys just wanted that.
That's all
right?
they want.
Right.
But here's the thing. If they're going to get a real dad, we are both dads. How is that dad going to leave his regular family to be part of this? So you're going to get a drifter. All right,
yeah,
that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a
who
guy,
doesn't have
his
contact
internet
with his
lives
family.
At the library.
Right?
That's right.
A guy who showers when he can.
Yes.
Checks his email at public places.
Right.
You get a guy who's like washed his feet at the movie theater
just
once or twice.
Got a Yahoo account.
I don't have a grill, but I have all of these Lassie DVDs and some Pennzoil.
And a really
in case
bag
you guys need an oil
pants.
Change.
I have a career.
And some entertainment. I am a career man.
Listen to this. They also said that he must. The dad figure, barbecue dad, they would like it if he referred to all attendees as big guy, chief, sport, or champ.
That's fantastic.
This is true. I had a dentist, and I once like stopped going to the dentist because he always called me Tiger.
Really?
He would call me Tiger, and I just went, I can't deal with
yeah,
that.
Was your dentist Earl Woods?
No.
This is a lead.
So I opened up there, Tiger, and I was just like, I can't.
It makes you uncomfortable.
It's like one of my
come on, Tiger.
Moments.
Yeah.
Get in the hole.
They also request that barbecue dad talks about dad things like lawnmowers, building your own deck, Jimmy Buffett, etc. They've got a whole
who
image.
Are these kids? Who
are
these
kids are just going
kids.
To college in Spokane,
they're,
Washington.
So they're college students.
Yes, yep. they're going home for the summer.
They have dads. They
yes,
have dads.
But they don't want the dads to come.
Their dads are too far away.
So they want
this
an
is
older
just an
guy
advertisement
looking for barbecue
figure.
Dad.
And the journalist said, "Yeah, I'll write about that."
Imagine
yeah.
the Craigslist guy that skims this without reading the details. I'll be a barbecue daddy. You need a barbecue daddy?
BBQD?
BBQD.
There are two great things to get on Craigslist. Hand jobs and dads.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. You can find
it's
them both.
Just when you get yeah. a hand job
from your dad.
That is a totally different thing.
Where Craigslist different. Explodes on itself.
Yeah.
They also say the perfect candidate will meet the following qualifications.
Okay.
A minimum 18 years experience as a father.
Wow.
So they want people who have
experienced. Yeah, we can't qualify
them. Yeah, you guys.
They
can't
want
go
someone in
this.
Their. They want someone in their late 50s. I get.
Yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm. A minimum of 10 years grilling experience.
That is easy.
Yeah, I had that when I was 12.
Thank yeah, you. Right.
An appreciation of cold beer on a hot summer day.
Who? Yeah,
I don't know how.
Now you've harder to test that.
Hard to test. Hard to test.
Drink it. Drink it.
It can be done. It can be done.
He likes it. So no one in AA. But I don't know if he appreciates.
Can't be in the program.
Can't be 12.
Can't be in the program. I would say you got to have like that first sip has got to be like a big one, mm-hmm. let out with a hearty. I think that's the test.
That well, no, that good. Could be an AA. They could appreciate it. They just might not be able to drink.
Sure.
Well, that's another quote. But they're not dumb. They just have a problem.
Oh, there's an asterisk. I mean, bonus points if your name is Bill, Randy, or Dave. Oh, Randy, you were so close. Couple years. Couple nice. More years, Randy.
Nice, mister. Wow. I'm ready.
Getting close.
Dan Anderson says they've already been getting some dads emailing them. Mm-hmm. His name is Jerry, but he said we can call him Dave or Bill. Does not want to be called Randy, for the record.
I get it.
Important distinction.
I get it. He's like, I'm not an asshole.
There was one guy named Stan who sent us a message ever since Eminem. A guy named Stan sending messages creeps me out. Sent us a message, but he stopped replying. We couldn't help but try to see if dads would be cool doing this. So KHQ's Andrea Olson went out on a walk around with Dane's ad from Craigslist to look for interested dads, and they included a photo. This is the picture that they included. It's kind of perfect. Like if
I know for a fact there's more important shit going on in Spokane.
No, there's a meth problem.
And for this reporter to be taking out a Craigslist ad saying, care to respond?
These are the
about
hard-hitting stories. Can you meet these qualifications?
I'm going to show you guys the picture that they included of what they're can't in their wait. Mind they wanted for barbecue dad, and
I
you're going to see it and be like, I want that barbecue
I can't
dad.
Let's see it.
Look at this.
Want that barbecue
I
dad.
Want that barbecue dad. That guy's perfect. He's wearing, I want to say, Columbia shorts.
Yep.
a right. long sleeve Ron John t-shirt.
Yeah. A Patagonia flip-flop.
Yeah, for sure.
It could be a Mr. Zog sex wax t-shirt.
I want that shirt he's wearing to be one of those like shirts that dads wear, say like good life, and it's just like those stick figures with smiling faces.
I mean
faces.
He's got the
it
thinnest
hypercolor shirt
hypercolor
on it,
the thinnest
color.
Shoulders I've ever seen in my entire life.
He kind of looks like if John Densmore from The Doors wasn't like a hippie
yeah
musician.
Exactly. It was just a guy who like lived just, in the suburbs.
Or if Dennis Farina was still alive but squished in between two really fat people.
That works
on an that's right.
That
he really kind of looks more like, I think maybe the requirements really push this more into a barbecue granddad.
Yeah,
I know, era. But
he kind of skirts definitely. The line.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like want, 58 for sure.
They want somebody in that. I don't know what this site is, but they told them that the photo they included, they found in a Google search from a site called thelittlehoneybee.com.
What?
Does anyone
I think
know
this,
what that is?
This dad is looking. I think he signed
so
up to
guy.
Find
this
a bunch of little honeybees to look at
that's right.
while he grills up some stranger's meat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing is like, you got to be careful. I think, I looked it up. Honeybee is like a health and nutritional thing that for some reason has dads grilling food.
Mm-hmm.
I trust them.
Fine.
This is what we're looking. This is the general atmosphere.
This is the yes. area we'd like to operate.
We want to sure. be in this area here.
With 40 people coming to his backyard party, Dan Anderson says he might step his game up and try to get three dads.
There's no way in hell Dan has got 40 people coming to his party. Everybody knows Dan's
first
an asshole.
First untruth in this article, yeah.
Dan doesn't have the social graces to have 40 people.
40 friends?
And where?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
can't find a grill. They can't find a guy to do the grill. Where's he? They're doing a barbecue at a parking
that's,
lot?
Yeah, that's, I figured.
My two dads.
Probably.
My three dads.
Well, he wants three.
You want my three
dads. Here's the most Craigslist thing about this whole story. But for now, Dane's just looking for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's where you're
pretty
that's where
much
you go
Craigslist.
To Craigslist.
Yeah, that's
Craigslist. We're looking for a dad to come and crack a cold one with the boys, he said. Mm-hmm. He said they won't be able to pay their barbecue dad in cash, but they'll be providing him with all the food and cold beer that his heart desires.
Drifter.
These guys went for a theme party and
if you're on Craigslist, go ahead. Sorry, Randy.
They went for a theme party and they got someone who lives under an overpass. But this
you get what you pay for. And if you're on Craigslist offering free food and alcohol, look who shows up.
who's going to come. I
do
like
you
this.
Think they had to like come up with like a writer for the dad? Like, yeah. Here's the thing. You will have freshly cracked cold brew right mm-hmm. there ready for you. We will provide all of the 12 pieces of corn.
Yeah.
And
tongs galore.
Tongs galore that okay. will be freshly cleaned. And then he'll say, you forgot something. They'll be like,
What did we forget?
And you say, fresh lettuce. Fresh lettuce. Very important.
Deal breaker.
Shredded, not leaf.
Yes. Read the writer. Read the writer.
Read the writer.
The writer.
I'm walking away. I'm walking away.
He's ready to walk, guys, if we can't have it.
And he's just walking away going, review the tapes.
Part of me hopes that somehow this finds its way to Bill Murray.
Bill Murray would show up.
If someone had brought this to his attention, maybe that's why Spokane journalists are doing this. They're like secretly hoping.
Yeah.
Bill Murray shows up.
Because if you ask him directly, he'll never do it.
Chars the shit out of every burger.
Yeah.
Just no like one can complain because they got Bill Murray there.
To a burnt crisp. And you're like, well, you got Bill Murray.
Everyone goes to tell him and he just goes,
Listen, I love that you bring up Bill Murray because he is a huge movie star. And we are smack dab in the middle of the summer right now, enjoying the summer blockbuster. By the way, everything's a blockbuster. There is no
summer.
There's no small movie that ever comes out ever again. Everything is a blockbuster.
Remember that small studio movie they made about relationships?
Nope.
No.
No, that doesn't exist.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was the 70s. My bad. That doesn't exist.
Remember that there was a romantic comedy that wasn't necessarily about relationships, but was speaking to greater things and greater issues that people have?
Nope.
No, sorry, that was the 80s.
Yeah, 80s. Sorry. 80s, yep.
Remember that just really quiet movie that didn't have a lot going on that just sort of meandered a little bit?
Terrence Malick?
No, Transformers. I bring up Transformers because there is a new Transformers. I don't even know which one in the quadrilogy. Is this the fourth, the fifth one?
Who knows? Well, we'll find out because we were going to have a voicemail, but this guy just stopped by. Thank you, Noah, for letting us know in the back. His name is Mark Wahlberg, and sometimes he drops in on the show.
He's one of the greatest actors of our time.
Absolutely.
Mark's one of the best actors to ever be in a DirecTV commercial. Let's see if we can get him in, or AT&T. I'm not sure. There he is. Mark, welcome to have a seat right over there, buddy.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing? You doing
good?
We're
good, man. Great. How are you? Good,
fucking great, dude.
What are you doing? Are you running up the 5 freeway?
I think I should let my hair grow longer.
No, good.
I can do like a little ponytail, but I can't do like a full one yet.
Ew. You're going to be going back to the mullet at some point.
I'm going to go back to those rock star looks. Remember that when I let that girl from Friends be in the show?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Monica
or whatever her name was.
Yeah, okay. Dude, Transformers.
Yeah, it came out June 21st.
Are you excited?
How many times have you guys seen that show?
I have yet to see it.
I got babysitting. Oh, cool. That's cool. You guys must not be American then.
No, we are American.
Okay, then I don't know why you wouldn't have seen it by this point.
All right, fine. Listen, it's a huge movie, and you're fighting a ton of robots. How do you act with robots? How do you act with, like...
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you right now. They don't say shit.
Yeah, the robots don't say anything.
Yeah, I had the same problem. I've talked about it before. The bear in that movie I was in didn't say shit, and then after post, they put all that stuff in.
I know.
But I got to keep the gun.
What? You kept the gun from Transformers 4?
Yeah,
what do you do with it?
It weighs 79 pounds.
No way.
Yeah.
But with your muscles,
I use it as a fork.
That's easy.
Yeah,
use it as a fork.
That's
nothing. That's not even for curls. Not even for one-arm curls. Oh.
And then in November, we got Daddy's Home too.
Uh-huh. So you're excited about that. Yes. Daddy's back home.
Yeah, he is.
Are you excited?
Me and... William Farrell, whatever.
Will Farrell is his name.
Never huge met
name,
the guy. Never met the dude.
You've never met him.
What are you talking about?
You were in everything.
You've made two movies with that man.
I've never like directly talked to him.
Wait, why
I've never
not?
Been like, hey,
You have scenes together on set. Well, you're not talking.
Did you see the other guys?
Yes.
Hilarious?
Yes.
Seems like it's working, doesn't it?
Okay. It does. All right. Then we're not going to tell
who
you.
Who am I to question?
You shouldn't be.
Colin, who are we?
You think you're Donnie?
I never question the.
You don't question a master. And look, Donnie does like to question you, and that's the reason why he's in the doghouse. Is he still living in your back guest house?
He's got upgraded. He's Mike Sievering it now. He's in the garage.
Is above, he really? In or above?
With McCarthy? Above.
Yeah, they're both
she's in there.
In
there too. When McCarthy calls you out for not getting her the food that she wants or for vaccinating your kids, do you consider
major
that
McCarthyism.
To be McCarthyism?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running rampant in your house.
Are you kidding me right now? I'm like, seriously, I'm going to go do my ninth workout of the day, and I need you to not talk to me. Too.
Okay, I won't. And don't smoke an e-cigarette around me either.
Oh, my God. JM doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't give a shit.
No, she doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't care.
But yeah, dude, Transformers is crushing it.
All right, you're going to finish with this.
Hey. You guys told me. We have a mutual friend.
Yeah, who is
he's
that?
Friends with Will. He makes all his movies with him.
Adam McKay.
He said you guys had a great time in Vegas.
Yeah,
oh,
we did.
Oh, my God.
Okay, great, but now you need to go back.
Okay.
Wahlburgers opened up right next to Flamingo.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
If we go there, can I get a discount? Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Dude, of course you can get a fucking discount. Are you kidding me?
He's fucking with you.
Yeah, dude, you can get a discount.
Quick question. Wahlburgers, what's the lettuce like? Fresh?
Oh, dude, we go totally fresh, but it's leafed. But if you want to specifically... Why, are you a shred dude?
Well, no, I just know somebody, or I know of somebody
who
that's very particular about...
Fresh.
Yeah,
leafed is fresh.
Everything's got to be fresh. Right. Everything.
The freshest ingredients.
Oh, my God. At my house up in the hills?
Yeah.
We kill all our own meat.
Really?
Yeah.
So coyote, you'll have coyote and deer?
Yeah, I have six cows just running around waiting to be killed.
No, you don't.
Yeah, dude.
Up by your house up in the Hollywood Hills?
Yes. And sometimes we get bored enough, we do like a throwback to Surviving the Game and I chase Donnie around.
With a knife.
That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to eat him or anything.
No, but he's scared of
it. It's a good cardio.
Yeah, it's great cardio.
You got to get your cardio in.
And if you make it real for him,
don't you have to run a 17K?
Dude, I've been trying to get 17Ks going for a while.
Right?
I know.
That's
I do
them
personally.
Thing?
Yeah, I do them personally, but so many other people are pussies.
I know. So I'd like to see you get it going, man. Thanks for joining the show. It was
great. I was
to
happy to stop by here and let you guys look at me.
Yep. Hey.
Colin, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, bud.
Holding it down, brother. Right. Sklarz,
yes.
Whenever you want to work out and change your lives, you let me know.
I'm ready to do it, man. I need it.
I know. Hey, there's two people saying that, you and the mirror.
Okay. Go get Dan. Thank you, buddy. Go get
Dan. Let Dan back in here. Wow. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, dude. Off to do a 17K.
Always a nice guy.
Always,
so
but
nice.
Like,
always super sweet.
He's just he's like a shark. He just keeps moving, or if he doesn't, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
All
don't
right.
Sweat the technique.
I gotta check out Transformers, yeah. I guess. And our people have to check out All Things Must Pass.
Yeah.
Which is a fantastic documentary that you did about the Tower Records.
Yeah.
Really about the record industry on the whole, but using that as an example.
Yeah.
And Colin and I have an annual festival where we sit with Nick Thune and watch The Burbs. We did it 1 year, 3 years ago, but it's annual and
you
it's definitely
do it.
Coming.
It's like triannual, right?
Triannual.
We're due for another one, right?
Every year before a leap year, you do it again.
It's a triannual thing. Yeah. We got to get that.
That
going
was
again.
One of the most fun things. I know I've told you that before, but
it was. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
that. He spent his whole summer as a kid just running around the houses they weren't shooting in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the set of the first.
I got all sorts of stories.
That is phenomenal. That
one fun. Of these days, what we really should do is
Living
I'll
DVD.
Give you like the straight dope.
Yeah.
Like, not like with microphones in a room full of people.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you like the straight
all the
dope.
Shit Corey Feldman showed you?
Yeah.
All the times he exposed himself to you.
That.
All right.
No,
there is
no,
that.
No, no,
no.
No,
Matt,
no,
he never
no,
did
no,
that. No,
no,
you never
no,
did
no.
that. Okay, fine.
No,
just checking.
Right.
Just checking.
Just for the record, that did not
happen.
That never happened.
Okay, good.
That did not
happen.
Okay.
I threw it out there to make sure it didn't happen.
It didn't. It in no way happened. I don't know who told you that.
No, we believe you. The first time you said no, we got you.
So okay. More you say no, the less we believe.
No, we definitely believe that.
I just
no
want you to know.
Yeah,
right. Wow.
The more you're saying
that's
it.
That's not a no. That was
the
a different no.
Oh,
right.
That's a different.
We got it.
Okay.
The more you're saying it, the less I believe
same
it.
Same place, Kyle.
But Bruce Dern, huge cock.
No, I mean,
wow.
Boom.
Let's end on that.
End on that.
All right, guys. Got to get back to work.
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum.